World Sport from the BBC with me, Aaron Armstrong. Coming up, there are ugly scenes at West Ham in the English League Cup against their local rivals Millwall.
There's some idiot in the middle of the pitch with his shirt off, waving it around in front of the Millwall fans, goading them. A seat has just been thrown onto the field as well.
Lyon and Atletico Madrid secure their places in the group stages of the Champions League. We'll round up all the action from qualifying, and the controversy deepens over the gender of South Africa's 800 metres world champion. There's been serious crowd trouble at the English League Cup second round match between West Ham and their London neighbours Millwall. One man was stabbed after rival fans clashed before, during and after the match at Upton Park, which West Ham won 3-1 after extra time. The BBC's John Southall has been watching scenes many people thought had long disappeared from English football.
We've had scuffles throughout the second half in the West Ham end away to my left. There must be 70 or 80 riot police now inside the ground surrounding that pocket of West Ham fans and the Millwall fans, who I have to say there hasn't been any trouble in that away end. There have been bottles thrown and chairs being chucked onto the ground, and you just hope that we can get through the remainder of this game without any more trouble.
The seven other Premier League teams have all reached the third round. Burnley needed extra time to get past Hartlepool. Wolves beat Swindon on penalties, but Portsmouth, Blackburn, Hull City, Bolton and Birmingham City all made it through comfortably. Meanwhile, Lyon and Atletico Madrid have booked their place in the lucrative group stage of the European Champions League after comfortable victories. John Myers has the details and news of the three other clubs to have progressed.
Lyon's place in the group stage was hardly in doubt after a 5-1 win over Anderlecht in the first leg, but it was guaranteed by half-time thanks to a hat-trick from Argentina striker Lisandro Lopez. The Belgians pulled one back in the second half to make it 3-1 on the night, and an 8-2 aggregate win for Lyon. Atletico Madrid eased past Panathinaikos with a 2-0 home win after winning 3-2 in Athens. The Spaniards took an early lead through the third-minute own goal by Lucas Vintra and made sure with a late strike by Sergio Aguera. The Greeks were reduced to 10 men when Djibril Cisse was sent off in the 70th minute for a dangerous tackle. Israeli side Maccabi Haifa thrashed the Austrian champions FC Salzburg 3-0 to make it 5-1 on aggregate. Debrecen of Hungary beat Levski Sofia 2-0, making it 4-1 overall, while FC Zurich were 2-1 winners over Latvian champions FK Ventspils, adding to a 3-0 lead from the first leg.
John Myers reporting. The reigning UEFA Cup champions Shakhtar Donetsk have qualified for the group stages of the newly formed Europa League. The Ukrainian side beat Sivasspor of Turkey 2-0, 5-0 on aggregate. UEFA's disciplinary panels imposed a 3-0 defeat by default on Dinamo Bucharest and ordered the club to play their next two matches behind closed doors after rioting fans forced their Europa League match to be abandoned. Dinamo trailed the Czech side Slovan Liberec 2-0 in the last week's playoff first leg tie when home fans tried to invade the pitch. The Romanian club will start the return leg with a 3-0 deficit. They've also been fined $72,000. The heads of Italy's leading clubs have ratified plans to run the two main divisions, Serie A and Serie B, as separate entities. The move is designed to increase the profile and standing of Serie A, which has fallen behind the English Premier League and La Liga in Spain in recent years. The former England, Tottenham and Arsenal defender Sol Campbell signed a 5-year deal with Notts County in the fourth tier of English football. The 34-year-old left Portsmouth at the end of last season. The ambitious League Two club were taken over by a Middle Eastern consortium this year and appointed former England manager Sven-Göran Eriksson as director of football. So why would an ex-international want to leave the glamour of the Premier League for such a small club?
I'm looking at more future-wise now. I'm looking, you know, for career-wise, everyone who's connected with Notts County and me, it's sat perfect with where I am at the moment in my life in football. And winning with Notts County, for me, it's not a problem. I didn't really have to think too much about it. Yeah, there's offers in the Premier League, but it's, for me, it's more short term. I'm looking at the future.
Campbell had been linked with several other leading clubs, and his decision to sign for Notts County has certainly raised a few eyebrows. Among them, his former manager at Arsenal, Arsene Wenger.
That's a complete surprise to everybody.
Do you think it's a good move for him?
Time will show. It depends what is in his mind. If it's purely a football move, or if it's maybe a long-term move that he wants to be involved after in football as a coach, as a director at the club, maybe it can be a very good decision. if he wants to build something on the longer term. On the short term, he will suffer a little bit because he's used to top level football, and when you move down, it's always very difficult to cope mentally.
The controversy surrounding doubts about the gender of the newly crowned world 800 metres champion Caster Semenya has deepened. The South African president Jacob Zuma's accused the world governing body of publicly humiliating the athlete and the president. South Africa Athletics has resigned his seat on the IAAF board in protest. The IAAF has admitted the decision to ask the 18-year-old to undergo gender testing should not have been made public in Berlin just hours before she ran for the gold medal. It's begun an internal inquiry which centres around a misdirected fax. The BBC's sports news correspondent Gordon Farker has been following the story.
I think the IAAF's perspective on this is there were issues which raised doubts about Caster Semenya before she came to Berlin. They were flagged to the South African Federation before they came to Berlin. You know, why were the South African Federation not more proactive in trying to answer or preempt some of those questions before they put her in a situation where they must have anticipated that a gender test was a possibility? They must have anticipated that people would ask questions as to how someone could improve their time so dramatically. If they'd been a little bit more circumspect about it and bided their time with this hugely talented runner, perhaps it would have been better all round, and certainly better for the athlete herself.
Let's turn to cricket, and so that the Sri Lanka all-rounder Angelo Matthews will miss the second test against New Zealand starting on Wednesday because of a hamstring injury sustained in the first test in goal. Sri Lanka have moved up to second in the World Test rankings after their victory and Australia's defeat in the Ashes series. Brian Waddle looks ahead to the action in Colombo.
Sri Lanka didn't need official confirmation of its world ranking. Such was the ease of its victory over New Zealand and Gaul. As the teams now prepare for the Colombo test, New Zealand will know the gulf between the sides is as significant as their current ratings. In Dilshan, Sangakkara, Jaya Wardner and Sunil Awera, Sri Lanka has an irresistible top order in home conditions, and unless the New Zealand bowlers can deliver a more consistent economical showing, they face a similar fate. But it's also poor top order batting that stands between New Zealand and success. While they coped adequately with the Sri Lankan spin threat, there was insecurity against the seamers. That's going to add to the many issues New Zealand must reflect on leading into this test.
Well, Sri Lanka need to complete a 2-0 whitewash to retain their ranking as the second best team in the world, but their captain Kumar Sangakkara says his players won't be focusing on that.
Playing international cricket, the easiest thing is to get somewhere. The hardest thing is to either stay there or get better. So I don't think we're going to take the number two position or where we're going with any great weight, other than the fact that to understand that that may be a reflection of how well we're playing, but also saying we're second best. That means we've got a long way to go to be where we really want to be. So it's again a case of not really thinking about rankings, but making sure that when people do talk about you, whether you're number two or wherever, you're recognised as one of the best sides in the world.
New Zealand's captain Daniel Vettori needs just two more wickets to become the eighth player to take 300 test wickets and score 3,000 test runs. The all-rounder says it's a milestone he's been looking forward to passing.
It'll be a really proud achievement. I really hope I can get it out of the way quickly. I think there's nothing worse than lingering around a milestone. So as soon as I do knock it off, it's going to be what will be my proudest individual achievement in Test cricket.
Our top story again, there's been serious crowd trouble at the English League match between West Ham and their London neighbours Millwall. One man was stabbed as rival supporters clashed before and during the cup game at Upton Park, where West Ham eventually won 3-1 after extra time. And Lyon, Atletico Madrid, Maccabi Haifa, FC Zurich and the Hungarian side Debrecen have all booked their places in the group stage of the European Champions League. That's the latest BBC Sport.